Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and today we continue our series on college football running backs and their rushing yards prop. So today we have Darius Taylor from Minnesota, who has one of the higher rushing yards props of all running backs in college football. It is 1,025.5 rushing yards. Now, as I dive into this, it is important to know that Taylor had a abbreviated season last year. He only played in 6 games, and realistically, I would only say he played in 5 because he got one attempt in the very first game of the year against Nebraska. But in the other 5 games that he played, he had 33, 22, 31, 16, and 35 attempts. And that is just an insane amount. So he essentially came in last year, just tore it up in the games that he played. And then his injury kind of derailed him, but he came back in the bowl game and rushed for 208 yards against Bowling Green. So the things that really stand out to me is he's playing on a Minnesota team, which under PJ Fleck has just wanted to run the ball until the end of time, essentially. They're negative 6.07% PROE on standard downs and negative 13.21% on passing downs. So to put that in perspective, on standard downs, they're rushing the ball 66% of the time. And then on passing downs, they are rushing the ball whopping 53% of the time. So that's just an insane, unbalanced offense. But, you know, we're here to take advantage of that. And, you know, in a normal setting, I wouldn't, you know, even really want to look at it, but this is the perfect setup for us. So when we look at the offensive line returning production, it's solid. It's 41st overall, 80.1%. And they were decent last year. You know, they were above average. They were 39th in stuff rate, which is, you know, whether or not a running back is tackled at or behind the line of scrimmage. And then they were 61st in offensive line yards created. So those are not really the reason that I really like the over here for Darius Taylor. The other side of it is legitimately the standalone metrics. He is 24th in broken tackles plus missed tackles per attempt at 26.8%. And then he is 23rd in yards after contact per attempt and at 3.6 yards. And then that paired with he was 102nd in attempts last year. He only had 133 attempts. And I tell you that he only played in 5 games, right? So, I mean, that's over 25 rushing attempts a game. And this is as a freshman, mind you. So one thing that stands out is Darius Taylor was not a huge recruit. You know, he's only a 3-star on 247 Sports. But they saw something in him, obviously, in these standalone metrics alone that, you know, was like, hey, we got to give this guy as much volume as he can handle. And, you know, they bring in Ohio transfer, Sia Bangura. I apologize if I butchered that name. But I don't really see that he is going to take much volume away from Taylor. He was 194th in broken tackles plus missed tackles per attempt. And that's out of 200 running backs who had at least 100 rushing attempts last year. And then he was 151st in yards after contact per attempt. And I just don't see, you know, him eating into the volume as much. I mean, I can easily project Taylor to have probably over 200 carries. And I would feel comfortable even saying maybe 225. And that's I know that seems maybe a little bit on the high end because I'm not in the projection game. That's not, you know, something I do. I'm looking at this from a value standpoint and an angle standpoint. But let's just look at a couple of a couple of years of data for the PJ Fleck offense. Okay. 2022, Muhammad Ibrahim was the main running back. He played 12 games. He had 320 attempts. I mean, it ain't like he was like, you know, the next big thing in the NFL either. I mean, he was just standard. He got a lot of volume. Okay. Then we go back to 2021. And they did have a committee here, which was Kai Thomas, Marquise Irving, and Trey Potts. But each of them had over 112 carries. So, I mean, they're not going to have a three-person committee here. So, if I'm looking at that, you know, you're looking at almost 400 carries between the three of them. And even if you had a 70-30 split, that's still over 280 carries for the main guy. And then if you go back to 2020, obviously an off season, but Muhammad Ibrahim, they only played seven games, 201 attempts, 28 attempts per game. So the volume is going to be there. If he can stay healthy, I just do not see any realm of possibility where he does not just like shoot over this. Like, we're talking 1,300 rushing yards, and he really checks all the boxes. And the reason is, you know, you've got the positive pass rate over expectancy profile that you need for a running back. You've got the offensive line, which is formidable. And then he's actually good in the standalone metrics, and he's going to get an incredible amount of volume. And because of that, I mean, he's arguably one of my favorite plays when it comes to the running back props. And all you have to do is just hope that, you know, he stays healthy. And the thing is, even if he misses some games, again, he only played in six games last year, but he had over 700 rushing yards. So even if he gets to the 8-10 game mark, I could easily see him, you know, crushing his total. So, well, that's going to be it for this episode. As always, as I've been saying in all the previous props episodes, I still have several left. I believe I have, I'd say I might do one more running back, but I do have a decent amount of wide receivers that I want to get to. And they are a lot more intriguing than I initially thought. I was just going to pair them with the quarterbacks that I liked just to kind of, you know, do that. But the more I dove into it, it was extremely intriguing, and I feel like we have some good angles there that we can take advantage of also. But other than that, if you want to reach out to me, you can always reach me on Twitter or email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. You know, if you have any comments, suggestions for, you know, new episodes or material that you want me to cover, or if you, you know, you just want to, you know, talk shop and talk about, you know, what's coming up for the new season. But other than that, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.